Theater has oftentimes been a mirror to social issues, and in today's day and age, there are plenty to choose from. And the one chosen by the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati is represented by a play by David Lindsay Hebert called Good People. And joining me in the studio this evening are two of the actors from the show, Annie Fitzpatrick. Welcome, Annie.
Nice to be here.
And Chris Clavelli. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much.
Why don't I get you to tell us a little bit about the story?
It's set in South Boston, present day, and it's really about two people who've known each other since childhood. One of them goes on and does very well. The other is pretty much trapped in this kind of very working class. It's really the working poor. It's sort of a mystery play. We don't quite understand who they were to each other in the past and what all happened that transpired in their lives that has led them to the places where they are now. But through my character losing her job, she's suddenly pretty desperate for work, and she ends up looking up her old pal, Mike, and wackiness ensues.
They had a really intense relationship when they were kids. And like any kind of poverty-stricken neighborhood, they were really tight, and they went through some amazing times, and it really has been almost exactly 30 years.
Yeah.
Mikey is now 50, she's 50. They come back into each other's lives, and there really is, like you said, a mystery. What is going on between these two people? And it takes almost 2 hours to unfold, and it really is like any good old-fashioned mystery. You go, who's what, and how does that work out, and whose story is what? In addition to that, it's a character study. David Lindsay Hebert, who wrote Rabbit Hole and Kimberly Akimbo and Fuddy Mears, is one of the best writers we have in America. There's no question. His dialogue is spectacular.
It's a joy to do. It really is. The characters are always at such conflict. The wants are so strong. Neither character can get what they want. They gotta butt heads. And it's also wonderfully funny. Rabbit Hole had certainly some comedy in it, thank heaven, because, boy, that was a rough script. But I get to work with Kate Wilford and Deb Girdler, and they are very funny. So there's all that wonderful heart to it in the midst of real tension.
And also, no matter how much money I make, I could also lose my family. Mm-hmm. That is also at stake in this play. And the people from Southie, we've learned from rehearsal, like to have the last word. You got to throw that last punch.
There's this wonderfully aggressive say it, get it out there. They're not sentimental. It's not a Hallmark card, but they're very real. And I think you will enjoy spending time with.
It's set in South Boston, which is where David Lindsay Hebert is from. And it actually is kind of a class issue. So a lot of it has to do with dialect. Chris, while you're a former Southie, you've moved into the burbs. How much does the work of dialect come into play with this?
I'm learning another part that's German-Jewish, and it's really hard. Almost everything you say, you almost have to backtrack, which is not what actors want to do, backtrack. And when you backtrack, you get very self-conscious, but you have to go through that stage in processing the dialect and making it organic. But what's really fun from Mikey Dillon is, my character, is that when things get toe-to-toe with Maggie, I actually go back. In the fight, it comes back, which I always wanted to do. And then it's so much fun to just get back there.
It's really fascinating. And there's a musicality to that dialect. And it does inform you, the character. And he's such a good writer that it serves it. And when you really embrace it, it really does help you and feed you and all the rest of it.
Now, each of you have mentioned it's a show about relationships, about loyalties and someone getting out of the neighborhood, somebody staying in the neighborhood. So there's a lot of the idea of haves and haves nots, which is very important in today's society, apparently. I know that, Annie, you've got a tight relationship with Kate and with Deb Girdler, and who you've worked with many times before. And you two, just seeing you working here on the interview, you guys have a pretty good relationship, a good back and forth. What's it like to have to work in present day of a show where you've got a history of a very significant, strong relationship, which we're not going to reveal what it is,
thank
because
you.
That's the mystery. And then have to do, as you said, Chris, you get riled up enough where you're slipping back into the Southie dialect. What goes into working a relationship on stage that has a previous relationship?
It's a lot of table work. It's a lot of going back and writing your personal history. And then you have to really explore it.
I think it's interesting because most of the theater people that do this play are the have-nots in some ways, because most people think that we are overly trained and overly educated for the most part, but we are blue-collar. Because if you make less than $30,000 a year working in the theater, and if you made close to that, you had a pretty good year. it's not like any of us have been starving, but we kind of know what a check to check is.
And so you're constantly having to look for work.
And know that if it lasts pretty long and your unemployment runs out and you don't have family money, you really don't know what to do. And you could be 51 like me and go, I don't know what other skills I have. But I wanted to say something about the politics of this play, because obviously there's a Republican point of view and a liberal Democratic point of view. And that really is pull yourself up by your bootstraps, which Maggie is trying to do. And then there's Michael, who has pulled himself up by his bootstraps, but got some help. And now he's kind of forgotten what it is to live on the other side of the tracks. And I think that's an issue which audiences will completely tune into. And it's right before the election. So it's on our minds.
And I think there is that sense of that phrase, the working poor, that in our society, and that gap is widening and widening, that it's getting harder and harder for people to just have that middle class. You're not rich, but you can pay your rent. You don't have to constantly be worrying, and you don't have to be worrying about losing your job or losing your house. That's getting to be rarefied air now. And that there are a whole lot of people who never thought they'd be in that position who are suddenly under a burden of debt. And with healthcare thing, you know, we're all just one bad disease or one bad accident and lose your job and your insurance. And you're going to be under debt that the average person, no matter how hard, two or three jobs, you're not going to get out from under it.
And a lousy education from the Southie people. They didn't get the best education.
Right. And what happens when you start falling through the cracks and there's just no support there?
And it's really interesting to think about the white poor in this play, because I think as Americans think, oh, it's the Mexicans and the African Americans, or no. This is really third, fourth generation of Irish people for the most part in Southie. And they look like you and me, but they had their education was horrible. They grew up in projects. They didn't eat well. It really is the upside of the poor that you don't really think about.
And what I think is wonderful about how resilient these people are and that pride. When the deck stacked against them, that's when they come out fighting. And there's something great about that and something to be proud of about that. And I think pride is a real strong theme in this show. All of the characters wrestle with their pride, and it's a good thing. Their pride gets them things, and their pride gets in the way, both.
Well, that's Good People by David Lindsay Abaire, running September 5th through the 23rd at ETC. It is a regional premiere featuring my guests this evening, Annie Fitzpatrick. Thank you for coming in, Annie.
Thanks for having me.
And Chris Clavelli. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
I want to mention that the cast is rounded out by Margaret Ivey, Kate Wilford, Deb Girdler, Michael Carr, as well as Annie and Chris. For more information on Good People and the rest of the season at ETC, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.